Blog Talk Radio.
It's the lunch hour. Time to eat some delicious food on your break and listen to Alex Cardinelli as he discusses topics you want to hear, such as the current news, events, and more. This is a live show, so you may call in at 646-668-8419 to join the chat. Blog Talk Radio and Alex Cardinelli proudly present to you Lunch with Alex Cardinelli Live from Springfield, Mass. Now.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. I'm your host, Big Boss Man, Alex Cardinelli, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful day thus far, and I hope you're having a wonderful lunch break. Thank you very much for joining me on your lunch, and I hope that you enjoy today's show. Now, before we get started, I would like to update you on Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Our last episode was on Monday, and during that time, I have sent iTunes, Stitcher, and a podcast site, Blueberry, our website so that you guys can listen to my archived episodes on those sites. So what I sent them is a link called an RSS feed, which means that my podcast will be available on those sites whenever it gets accepted. I'm hoping that it will get accepted tonight or tomorrow, but it will be there pretty soon. So Lunch with Alex Cardinelli will be available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blueberry Podcast pretty soon. So I just thought I'd throw that out there so you guys can listen to my archive episodes on those sites whenever they're available. So here is what's on the menu for today. I'm going to review President Barack Obama's two terms as president because his presidency is coming to an end on January 20th, 2017. I'm going to talk about one of my personal favorite TV shows of all time, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm going to recap WWE Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live. And I'm also going to talk about why this country, the United States of America, needs to come together and unite once again. And then last but not least, I have a wonderful Thanksgiving dessert recipe for next week, Reese's Cheesecake. We all know that Thanksgiving is next Thursday, so why not plan to make a delicious Reese's Cheesecake? If you love peanut buttery desserts, you like creamy desserts, you like cheesecake, this dessert recipe is for you next Thursday, Reese's Cheesecake, and I'll have that for you towards the end of today's show. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, I'm going to start with a new segment that's debuting right here on our second episode of Lunch with Alex Cardinelli, and this segment is going to be called Trending Now. And I'm going to tell you what is currently trending right now on social media. One of the things trending now on social media is a man who passed away inside a pool at Yellowstone National Park. This pool was full of acid, and unfortunately for this gentleman, he found that out as he dissolved and his body disintegrated into the acid. So rest in peace for that gentleman. Now, also trending is Jesse Jackson. He is calling for Barack Obama to pardon Hillary Clinton. That is trending right now. The Undertaker, professional wrestler The Undertaker, is trending for what he said on SmackDown Live. He's back digging holes and burying souls. So we'll see how long Undertaker wrestles. That's trending currently right now. Another professional wrestler has made trending now. Professional wrestler Big Van Vader, also known as Vader, has said that doctors have told him he only has two more years to live due to congestive heart failure. I'm a big wrestling fan. It's tough to hear that. So I would like to wish Vader a speedy recovery, and maybe, just maybe, he lives past 2 years. Hopefully he does. So that's what's trending now on Facebook, Twitter, and social media. Now we're going to get into our very first topic of this afternoon. And I'm going to talk about President Barack Obama's 2 terms as president. His actual terms as president are January 20th, 2009 to January 20th, 2017. So on January 20th, coming up, say goodbye to Barack Obama and say hello to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is going to make America great again. So let's recap President Obama's terms as a president. Here are some of the major acts as president that Barack Obama has done. Economic policy actions. He's done the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. He has done the automotive industry bailout, which is something that I remember from Barack Obama. He's done the Wall Street reform. He's done the Credit Card Act of 2009. And he's also done the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. And he's also done a lot for taxation and spending. Now, he has done tax relief, unemployment, insurance reauthorization, and he's done Job Creation Act of 2010. And by the way, I'm just reading some of the things to you that President Obama has done. He's done the Budget Control Act of 2011. He's done the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012. He's done the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015. He's done the 2013 debt selling crisis and government shutdown. He has done the Continuing Appropriations Act 2014. He's also done the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2013. Now, Barack Obama is well known for his health care reform. He's also well known for his Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. He's well known for his Health Care and Education Reconciliation Act of 2010. Now, for education, he has done the Race to the Top Competitive Grant Program, Every Student Succeeds Act, and now for climate change, Barack Obama has done a Clean Power Plan, immigration policy, and he's done deferred action for childhood arrivals, deferred action for parents of Americans, which, by the way, was blocked by Supreme Court. He also did a Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal act of 2010. And for free trade agreements, Barack Obama has done the United States-Colombia Free Trade Agreement, the Panama-United States Trade Promotion Agreement, South Korea and United States Free Trade Agreement, and a Trans-Pacific Partnership, signed but never ratified. So Barack Obama inherited a war in Afghanistan, a war in Iraq, and a global war on terror launched by President Bush in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. Obama calls for a new beginning in relations between the Islamic world and the United States, and he discontinued the use of the word war on terror in favor of the terms overseas contingency operation. The Obama administration launched a successful operation that resulted in the deaths of Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, the man responsible for 9/11. I remember that day clearly. It was a historic day for the United States, as most of the United States citizens felt that there finally was some closure for the 9/11 attacks, although over 3,000 family victims are still feeling the effects of 9/11, as over 3,000 people lost their lives, sadly. Now, during his presidency, Barack Obama, Congress, and the Supreme Court all contributed to a huge expansion of LGBT rights. In 2016, he ended the ban on transgender individuals openly serving in the military. On the international stage, Obama has advocated for gay rights, particularly in Africa. That's it for President Obama's Trumps, and that's enough politics talk for today's show. Now, let's talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm, my favorite television show of all time. Now, it was announced last week that Curb Your Enthusiasm was finally coming back to HBO with a brand new season. Season 9 of Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming pretty soon. It'll probably be released in 2017 sometime. Now, what I'd like to see on Season 9 of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'd like to see Larry and Cheryl reunite and remarry. I would like to see more special surprise appearances from special guests, have people like Shaquille O'Neal, since he's famous now, have people like Hulk Hogan, one of the greatest professional wrestlers that's known by non-wrestling fans, and you can have people like Danny DeVito, for example, Martha Stewart. All those people come on the show as a special guest. It would be a pleasant surprise. We had Rosie O'Donnell on the show and countless other celebrities, so why not have the ones that I mentioned on Season 9 of Curb Your Enthusiasm? Now, here are my favorite scenes from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry David gets bit in his penis by the German Shepherd. That actually was one of the funniest scenes from Curb Your Enthusiasm. It actually was a very interesting, unconventional, and definitely unorthodox scenes from Curb Your Enthusiasm. I never predicted that that would happen. I also like the restaurant scene where he hires the chef that has Tourette's and the chef is yelling swears. That was actually pretty damn funny. And Larry David kills Swan. It has to be one of my personal favorite scenes from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Now, let's talk about some of my favorite Curb Your Enthusiasm quotes, starting with the best one. Pretty, 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 pretty good. The stop and chat. Jeff says, why didn't you say hello to him? You know him. And Larry says, he wanted to do a stop and chat. I didn't want to do a stop and chat. Jeff, stop and chat. Where do you come up with these things, stop and chat? He wanted to stop and chat with me, and I don't know him well enough for a stop and chat. Gigantic vagina. Jeff says, no, no, no. Larry, big vagina. Jeff says, gigantic vagina. Larry says, what? And Jeff says, biggest vagina known to man. It's huge. Larry says, you're kidding me. Are you telling the truth? And Jeff says, it's gigantic. Wendy wheelchair. Denise, who the hell is she? Larry, Wendy's wheelchair. Who? She? Denise handicap. Those are some of my favorite things about Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I cannot wait for Curb Your Enthusiasm to return. Now, for all my WWE fans, it's time for WWE Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live reviews and recaps, and then we're going to talk about Goldberg returning to the WWE. So we'll start with Monday Night Raw since it aired on Monday night. To start Raw, we have an in-ring segment with Mick Foley and Stephanie McMahon. And Foley and Stephanie introduce the show to the crowd. And all of Team Raw is on the ramp. Stephanie lets us know that her brother Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan, SmackDown Live Commissioner and GM, are there tonight. Now, of course, Foley and Stephanie big up every member of the Raw squad to get them ready to prove that they're better than their SmackDown counterparts. And, of course, Foley and Stephanie McMahon put together some matches. Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens defeated Cesaro and Sheamus. Sami Zayn beat Bo Dallas. Rollins, Jericho, and Braun Strowman defeated The New Day. Brian Kendrick defeated Sin Cara. Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, possibly the best segment from this week's Raw. Goldberg and Brock Lesnar basically said they were ready for SmackDown. They pushed security guards, and they got physical with security guards, but we never saw official brawl. Sasha Banks and Charlotte defeated Nia Jax and Alicia Fox. Enzo, Cass, Anderson, and Gallows defeated the Shooting Stars and R-Truth and Goldust. And at the end of the show, with Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan, Mick Foley, Stephanie McMahon, Team Raw, and Team SmackDown, had a brawl. And that was Monday Night Raw from this past week. Here is WWE SmackDown Live. Shane McMahon comes out to welcome us to the 900th episode of SmackDown Live. Bryan adds on by saying that tonight is truly an historic night. There was the Cutting Edge, which they promoted, and The Undertaker returning for the first time in 3 years on SmackDown. Miz defeated Dolph Ziggler to become the new Intercontinental Champion. Kalisto defeated Biff Busek. Carmella defeated Nikki Bella by disqualification. Team Raw arrives and attacks Team SmackDown, but in the end, Team SmackDown Divas stand tall. The Usos, the Hype Bros, Breezango, American Alpha defeated the Spirit Squad, the Headbangers, the Ascension, and the Von Villains in a 16-man tag team elimination match. Edge enters, returning to host The Cutting Edge. He says he helped make SmackDown, and so he has a vested interest in seeing Team Blue succeed this Sunday. Edge welcomes out Team SmackDown, which consists of AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Shane McMahon, Randy Orton, and Bray Wyatt, along with James Ellsworth. Now, Edge cuts a promo on each of the individuals in the match, and he questions Randy Orton of why he's a member of the Wyatt family. Now, The Undertaker enters. He says that there could be no better man to be commissioner of SmackDown than the man who has no fear, Shane McMahon. Taker says he's there for two reasons, and one of the things he says is WrestleMania will no longer defy who he is. Survivor Series is where The Undertaker was born, and SmackDown has always been his home. And basically he said that he's going to bury holes and dig holes and bury souls is what Undertaker said. So basically meaning he is back in the WWE. But who knows if he is back full-time or part-time, but it's good to have The Undertaker back in the WWE. And that was SmackDown Live 900th episode. Goldberg is officially back in the WWE. He returns for a match with Brock Lesnar this Sunday at Survivor Series. Now, this could possibly be a one-off appearance where he'll wrestle a match with Brock Lesnar and then retire and go into the Hall of Fame. But also, it could be a few more matches for Goldberg. I think Goldberg should wrestle at WrestleMania 33 and possibly have one more match. Now, for opponents for Goldberg, he can reignite his feud with Triple H or face someone new like Roman Reigns. Imagine the money that Goldberg versus Roman Reigns has. That would be an interesting match. So I'm interested to see the possibility of Goldberg sticking around and finishing a great career with a few more matches. All right, coming up next here on Lunch with Alice Cardinelli, I'm going to talk about why this country needs to unite once again, and I've got my very delicious Reese's Cheesecake recipe. If you happen to be listening live and the show goes past the 1:30 mark, don't worry. We're going to be into the recording mode where you can listen to this the recording and get the recipe and my speech on why this country needs to be united in the recording, which you can listen to when you re-click the link when the show archives and fast forward the 30-minute mark.
T-
Today is Thursday, November 17th, the 322nd day of 2016. There are 44 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history. On November 17th, 1800, Congress held its first session in the partially completed U.S. Capitol building. On this date, in 1558, Elizabeth I acceded to the English throne upon the death of her half-sister, Queen Mary, beginning a 44-year reign. In 1889, the Union Pacific Railroad Company began direct daily railroad service between Chicago and Portland, Oregon, as well as Chicago and San Francisco. In 1925, actor Rock Hewson was born Roy Howard Schwartz in Wichita, Illinois. In 1934, London Banis Johnson married Claudia Alta Tyler, better known as Lady Bird in San Antonio, Texas. In 1947, President Harry S. Truman, in an address to a special session of Congress, called for emergency aid to Austria, Italy, and France. In 1968, NBC outraged football fans by cutting away from the closing minutes of a New York Jets-Oakland Raiders game to begin the TV special Heady on Schedule. After being taken off the air, the Raiders came from behind to beat the Jets 43-32. And since this day in 1968, now NFL does not end a football game until the game is over. Thank God this happened today in 1968 for you football fans. In 1973, President Richard Nixon told Associated Press managing editors in Orlando, Florida, "People have got to know whether or not this president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook." In 1991, the first national TV commercial for condoms, Trojan condoms, aired during an episode of the Fox situation comedy Herman's Head. 10 years ago, cast into the midterm elections, House representatives chose John Boehner of Ohio to lead them. Ivan Hill was convicted in Los Angeles of being the 60 freeway slayer of six women. The FDA ended a 14-year virtual ban on silicone gel breast implants. 5 years ago, Occupy Wall Street protesters clogged streets and tied up traffic around the U.S. to mark 2 months since the movement's birth and signal they weren't ready to quit despite the breakup of many of their encampments by police. Clayton Kershaw of the Los Angeles Dodgers won the NL Cy Young Award. 1 year ago today, Republicans urged an immediate closure of America's borders to Syrian refugees, drawing anger from President Barack Obama and other Democrats, and igniting an emotional debate about U.S. values in the wake of the deadly Paris terror attacks. Actor Charlie Sheen issued a statement in which he said he was HIV positive, which doesn't surprise me, but that thanks to a rigorous drug regimen, he was in good health. Joe Maddon won his third Manager of the Year award, and Jeff Bannister his first after each guided his team on a surprising run to the playoffs. Today's birthday, rock musician Gary McGee from The Ventures is 79. Singer Gordon Lightfoot is 78. Singer-songwriter Bob Goodow is 75. Movie director Mark Scorsese is 74. Actress Lauren Hutton is 73.
Actor-director Danny DeVito is 72. Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels is 72. Actress Mary Elizabeth Mastronato is 58. Actor William Moses is 57. Entertainer Raw Paul is 56. Actor Dylan Walsh is 53. Actor Leonard Roberts is 54. Actress Leslie Bibb is 43. Musician Reed Perry, the band Perry, is 28. And actress Raquel Castro is 22 years old. The thought for today: prejudice is a raft onto which the shipwrecked mind clambers and paddles to safety. Ben Hitched, American author and screenwriter, born in 1893 and died in 1964. That's today, Thursday, November 17th in history. You know, Thanksgiving is next Thursday, and we're all going to be cooking up turkeys and having some great meals. The holiday season is officially coming closer and closer. The holiday season is officially here. And I would like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and a special Merry Christmas. Now, let's hear an awesome Thanksgiving, holiday, and Christmas song.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe on the way, you can see every couple try to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Continue the show. Now, I want to talk about why the United States of America needs to unite once again. Now, when Donald Trump was elected the 45th president of the United States, that's when the country got divided. Now, people are talking about racial issues. People are talking about how this country is going to be the worst country in the United States of America. And we have fights over Trump. We've got people physically attacking others because Trump is the president. We've got people destroying America with riots and all that crazy stuff simply because Donald Trump won the election fair and square. Now, you have to give the man a chance. You just can't go on these assumptions that Mr. Trump is going to ruin the United States of America because he's not officially the president yet. And when he becomes the president, let's not forget anything he wants to do has to be run through by the Congress and the Senate. So most of the things he wants to do may not pass, but I don't think he's going to be a bad president. I mean, we have went through time in history where we had Andrew Jackson, who actually destroyed America for a brief time when he did his strict policy on the money situation, the financial situation in the United States. We had George W. Bush, who probably was a bad president. He's not one of the worst, but he wasn't one of the best. He was the president during 9/11, and he got a lot of heat. So all I'm saying is, let's grow up, let's give Donald Trump a chance, stop rioting, because you're doing nothing but making yourselves look like fools. The people that are rioting are crying racism, but look how they're acting. They're causing all these scenes, making themselves look like jackasses. Stop destroying America, stop with these riots, and stop physically attacking people who voted for Donald Trump. We need to unite as a country, and we definitely, definitely need to fix this country to become great once again. So have faith in Donald Trump, and let's get our act together and act like civilized United States citizens. All right, so all my food lovers out there, we know that Thanksgiving is next Thursday, so I'd like to wish all my listeners a very early happy Thanksgiving. Are you looking for a delicious dessert that you want to cook that is not really a pie? Well, I've got the solution for you, an easy no-bake Reese's cheesecake. If you love peanut butter desserts, if you love creamy cheesecakes, well, you're going to have a match made in heaven, because this Reese's cheesecake is very good. Now, for this cheesecake, you're going to need 16 ounces of cream cheese. You're going to need 1 cup of peanut butter. You're going to need 2 to 3 cups of powdered sugar, depending on how sweet you want it. And you're going to need a teaspoon of vanilla extract and a package of Reese's peanut butter cups. What I want you to do first is chop up about 10 Reese's peanut butter cups, because you're going to add these to your batter. And then also chop up about 6 Reese's peanut butter cups for garnish. Now, to make this no-bake, delicious Reese's peanut butter cheesecake, you're going to want to cream together the peanut butter and the cream cheese until it's combined. Once you have creamed together the cream cheese and the peanut butter, you're going to want to add your powdered sugar. You're going to mix that for about 2 minutes or so until it is nice and combined. One ingredient I forgot to add is Cool Whip. You're going to want to add about 1 container of Cool Whip after you have added the powdered sugar. Then you're going to add... You're going to fold in your canned crushed Reese's. Then you're going to pour that into a prepared pie crust. You can go to the store and buy an Oreo crust or whatever crust you like. Then you're going to pour the cheesecake filling into the pie crust, and you're going to decorate with those 6 garnished Reese's peanut butter cups. You can garnish any way you like. You can put full Reese's on or the ones that you crushed up. But that's what I put on. I put on the crushed ones, and I put on a nice chocolate sauce and a nice peanut butter sauce, but that is optional. Then you're going to cover it, put it in the fridge for up to 24 hours so that it sets up nicely, or you could also put it in the fridge for 4 to 8 hours and it still be ready to serve. That's my delicious Reese's cheesecake. I hope you give it a try. And if you do try it, please tell me how it is. You can contact me on Facebook, Alex Cardinelli, or you can post on our fan page, Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for tonight's show. I'd like to thank you for joining me this afternoon and having lunch with me. I hope the rest of you have a great, wonderful day. Thank you all for tuning in. Please tell my friends about my show so that I can get some more listeners. I would appreciate if you told your friends and family about today's show. Your friends and family can find my show at blogtalkradio.com/lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Now, I will see you all tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific Time. On tomorrow's show, I'm going to talk about the top five best movies of 2016. I'm going to preview WWE Survivor Series 2016. I'm going to talk about stores opening on Thanksgiving. I'm going to talk about Black Friday shopping. And I've got two recipes, not one tomorrow. I've got two recipes. Another Thanksgiving dessert, pumpkin whoopie pies, and then a Thanksgiving side dish, homemade macaroni and cheese. We all love a homemade mac and cheese. This is Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Thank you for joining Big Boss Man, Alex Cardinelli. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Lunch with Alex Cardinelli, and check out Lunch with Alex Cardinelli archived episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, and Blueberry once they go up. Big Boss Man, Alex Cardinelli, saying have a great rest of your Thursday. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Lunch with Alex Cardinale. Alex hopes you have enjoyed the show and will return for our next episode. Remember, Lunch with Alex airs every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific at blogtalkradio.com/lunchwithalexcardinale. Have a good rest of your day. Bye for now. Boss Man Alex says have a nice day.